Hilchos in Series D starts off the discussion of Estos by making a statement that Roiv Noshim Yesh Lahem Vesis. Most of the women have a Vesis Kavua. This is the assumption that the Tanoim made on Daf Yud Beis on the days, the last Amud in the first Perek, where Rav Meir is of the opinion that an Isha Shein Lo Vesis is not permitted to get married because the husband may be in violation of the Issa Nida. They may be in the middle of Tashmashil, should become a Nida. We don't pasken like Rav Meir. We pasken that an Isha Shein Lo Vesis is permitted to get married. And I have to be careful, that's all. So it can't be that Rav Meir, if Rav Meir thought that most of the women did not have a Vesis, today most of the women did not have a Vesis. And the doctors told me that they don't have any records, Bechlal, that it was ever different than any other country of the world. But obviously the Tanoim think otherwise. The Tanoim think that Rav Noshim Yesh Lo Vesis. He can't say that most of the women are not allowed to get married. So obviously Rav Meir was of the opinion that they had Rav Noshim Yesh Lo Vesis. And he says that the Miud, those Miud Noshim who don't have a Vesis are not allowed to get married. We don't accept his opinion. Yeah. What's the din of Vesis? So the Gemara in Yevamos has a din. You're not permitted to perform a bris milah on a baby if there's a safek sakana. So the yodim, there's always a safek sakana. Whenever you perform a bris milah, there's always a safek sakana. Any surgery? Yeah, but that's such a far-fetched safek sakana that it's less than a miyut tamatzui. So we say shomer mitzvahs, shluchim mitzvahin and nizokim. The Gemara says that if it's a shluchim mitzvahin and nizokim doesn't apply, if it's shchiach hazeka, shchiach hazeka probably means if it's a miyut tamotzi. Whatever that means, miyut tamotzi, Mishkan Yankiv says that miyut tamotzi is 10%, and we mentioned Rabbi Yashin claims that in Eretz Yisrael and Neshech Behemis, they only find sirchas on 7% of the Behemis. And the Ramban says that the reason why the Midrashim say you only have to check for sirchas, you don't have to check for other treifas, is because sirchas on the lungs are miyut tamotzi. So the Mishkan Yankiv says that that's 10%. Soloveitchik said that when he used to give hashgachas on me, he used a lot of kulas. He said that there were 14% sirchas on the ray. 14% were also because of sirchas. So he adopted that position of the Mishkan Yankiv that the Darka Tshuva quotes it. 10% and above is called Miyut Hamotz. Rabbi Yashiv says that in Eretz Yisrael they only have 7% sirchas. So he claims that 7% is a Miyut Hamotz. So it comes out of Chumrah. Let's say to check for bugs. If you have some kind of a vegetable, that 8% of the time you'll eat a portion of this vegetable and you find bugs. So according to the Mishkan Yankiv, you don't have mechuyav to be bayvik. Or let's say you'll buy a suit, 8% of the time it'll have shatness, and 92% of the time won't have shatness. So according to the Mishkan Yankiv, that's a mil shein amatzai. So strictly speaking, you're not mechuyav to be bayvik. And according to Rabbi Yashiv, because he said that it's 7%, so it comes out that it's a chumrah. That whenever you have 7%, that's called a miyut hamotzi, you have to be bayit. The whole chayv is bedika, if you have 7%, is only the Rabbanan. The Ramban in the beginning of Chulin writes that even when you have a miyut hamotzi, the whole chayv is bedika is only with the Rabbanan. Rav Neuvir, the one who wrote the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa, said that there was a time years ago that he used to travel to Argentina to supervise shechita on meat that was brought into Eretz Yisrael. So he said that there, the percentage of treifas because of sirchas on there is only 5%. So you're going to say that 5%? I don't know. Anyway, so the Gemara says in the first parak in Psochi, the Gemara says that shluchim mitzvah in Nizokim. The Gemara learns out from the pasuk that you have to be oyla regal. And it says when you go to Yerushalayim to be oyla regal, that you don't have to worry about the enemy taking over the whole country. So the Gemara says that principle of shluchim mitzvah in Nizokim only applies if it's not Shchiach HaZeka. Whenever it's Shchiach HaZeka, so then you don't apply Shluchim Mitzvah HaZeka. So the Pashto says that Shchiach HaZeka means Miyut HaMotzei, whatever is Miyut HaMotzei, 10%, 7%, 5%, whatever percentage it is, that's called Miyut HaMotzei. So let's say, you'll perform a Bris Milah. So what percentage is there, what percentage of brisn do we hear that the baby dies because of the bris? Very small percentage. Very small percentage. So even if the parents are absolutely nervous about it, But it's way less than 5% of the babies die when they perform a bris mitzvah. So that's a din, a shluch a mitzvah. And he's up, since you're performing a mitzvah, so you're not supposed to be concerned about the possibility that the baby will die. What happens if meso b'neha machmas milo? If the baby's a hemophiliac, so then it's a kimata badai that he will die because of the bris. But we're not sure if he's a hemophiliac. In the days of the Gemara, they have no way to test to find out. So if you have meso b'neha, if it happened a few times, meso b'neha machmas milo, so then it creates a later sasofik, maybe this baby is a hemophiliac. Maybe yeah, maybe no. So the Gemara has a machlekes, Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara here on Samach Gimel on the base is referring to it. Rashi tells you to look in Yevamos Daf Samach Dalet on the base. The Gemara presents a machlekes, Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel. How many children have to die, machmas mila, that it should be considered a later sasofik? If two children die, it's already called a later sasofik. If one baby dies machmas mila, that's considered mikra b'alma, doesn't create even a later sasofik, that maybe there's hemophilia in the family. But if two babies die, so that's a machlekes Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara has the same machlekes Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel regarding katlanis. That the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like this: that a woman whose woman was married a few times, and each time the husband died. So we are concerned that maybe it is something dangerous with being married to this woman, and it's considered a suffix sakana that you're not allowed to marry the woman. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara just has two versions as to what the concern is. So one concern is that the mazel gerah, maybe min hashamayim deva gozer, that this woman should always be an almana. So whoever she's going to marry, they'll cause him to die, that in order that she should suffer as an amma. The other version is not that it's mazel gerem, that min hashamayim the gozer, that her husband should die, but rather that the mokar gerem, the gemara, maybe somehow by living with this woman, by living together, maybe she has some kind of a disease, and that's what caused the husband to die. What's an afkamina, whether it's because of mazel gerem or mayan gerem? What happens if the husband was killed on a boat? We know that someone shot him. It's not that he died from a mysterious sickness, we don't know what caused his death. So you can't say that mokar gerem, because he's living with the woman, he got some kind of a disease. If he say mazel gerem, so no one should marry the woman. But if he say, let's say when the woman got married, the husband was a sick man. The husband was sick, he had a heart condition. I have a cousin. So she married a boy, and the boy had a heart condition when they got married. And then he died from a heart condition. If there's a few children, he died from a heart condition. Then she married a second husband who was at this 20 or 30 years older than him. 20 or older, 30 years older than her. And then he died from old age. He died from old age, like anybody else dies from old age. So now she's married to a third husband. Yeah. So the pasuk can discuss this. What's when are you mekel by the katlanis and when are you not mekel? So the Gemara has a machlekes there. The Rambam learns the Rambam says that katlanis is a superstitious practice, that you're not allowed to observe this as superstition. So what's the whole discussion of the Gemara? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. For those who are concerned, so what are the rules and the regulations of being concerned? But he says you shouldn't be worried about the whole thing. The whole thing is Narishka. He doesn't hold from the Mokel Gram, doesn't hold from the Mayan Gram, from the Mazel Gram. He thinks the whole thing is superstitious. But in Shulchan Aruch it is quoted. There's even a machlokes Rashi and Tesis. In the end of the second parak in Yevamos, Rashi reads the Gemara that if a woman was nizgarsha twice, so she's not allowed to marry, you're not allowed to marry her. After being divorced twice, you're not allowed to marry her because maybe she's the fact that she got divorced twice, maybe this is an indication that she is a nutcase and you're going to have tzaris also. So why should you, so you shouldn't put yourself into a situation when you're going to have aggravation. And Tesis disagrees that there is no such source in the Gemara. That's how Rashi, the end of the second parak in Yevamos. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Rashi. The Rambam quotes Rashi.
Two times or three times,
yeah. So the Gemara has this discussion in Yevamos. Amdaf Rashi quotes in Adaf Samach Dalet on the base. And then the Gemara says, same Achlegis Rebbe Shimon Galil, the Gemara says, the Maskana is that we have a compromise. That for katlanis and meisu b'neho machmas milo betray zimni havechazoka and vestas v'shor amuad is betlaz zimni havechazoka. What does it mean shor amuad? Vestas is a machlekes hatanayim, whether two times or three times. How many times do you require that it should repeat itself, that it should establish a vestas kavua? The Gemara has the two kinds, a vestas kavua and a vestas sheina kavua. On Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, the last 20 lines. The Gemara says, let's say the woman had a Riyaz Dam last month on a certain day of the month. It didn't repeat itself two or three times. So the woman had the Haflog Achrayim. It didn't repeat itself several times. It happened once like that. So the Gemara said, that's a din of Veses Shena Kavua. But Veses Kavua has to repeat itself a few times. So the Gemara says over here on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, that would depend on Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. How many times does it have to repeat itself? Two times or three times? And Marni Yavamis paskins that for Vestas and Shamur it has to repeat itself three times. And for Mesa Bana Machmas Mila and for Katlan, even if it repeated itself twice, it's enough. What does Mar mean to say that by Shamur there was a Machlekes Hatanoi, Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel? So that's a question in Bava Kama. When the Gemara talks there about how do you know that a Shorah Mu'ad, we know a Shorah Mu'ad pays Nezik Sholim min Aliyah, as opposed to a Shorah Tam that it pays Chatzi Nezik Megufam. So the Gemara asks, how do you know from the Pesukim in Chumash how many times it has to be Mazik? So the Gemara presents a Machlekes Abai Barabbah, how to read the Pesukim. So Rashi learns that the Machlekes Abai Barabbah is an Afkamina Ledina. How many times does a Shor have to be Mazik that it should become a Shorah Mu'ad the next time? So Rashi learns that's a machlekes abai v'rava, whether the third time pays nezek shalom or the fourth time pays nezek shalom. And Tosis is masigan Rashi. Tosis says there is no such thing. There never was a machlekes hatanaim. There never was a machlekes amaroim. Everybody agrees that the fourth time, that the first three times is a shoratan, and the fourth time is a shoramur. So it's a little bit strange. And even Rashi claims that it's a machlekes abai v'rava. He doesn't say it's machlekes Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. So it's a little bit strange. Why the Gemara Yevamos puts together all four cases, and Mark gives a psak, a hachro, that Vestas and Sharamuad is the plasim they have a chazak, and the fourth time it's considered a Vestas kavu. After three times a Vestas kavu, and after three times it'll be a Sharamuad for the next time. And Mesa Baneh, Machmas Bil, and Katlan is after two times it's already. Yeah, so why did the Gemara put it together if there never was a machlekes? Is that a problem? Yeah. Why did the Gemara make a compromise? Why don't we pask in all cases three times, in all cases two times? That is a shaila. So the Ritva on that Gemara in Yevamos interprets, and this is quoted in Yerviday, when they have a discussion. Let's say you have a sack of flour and you find a bug. So you take out the bug and you throw it out. Do you have to check? Do you have to check? In America, it's rare that you find bugs in the flour. In Eretz Yisrael, the climate is such that you always find bugs in the flour, so they know you always have to check. But if you live in a country where the climate is such that there's no problem, so you're not required to check, unless you have a latest asafi. See, if you find five bugs, so then it's a latest asafi, you can't use the flour until you check the whole thing. What if you only find one bug, or if you find two bugs? You say, if you find one bug, you're not required to check the rest. It's a mikra. What if you find two bugs? Does that already create a latest asok? They have to find three bugs. So the Achrayim and Yeridaya say, they quote this Ritva on the Gemara, Yevamos Daf Samach Dal, where the Ritva is explaining the Gemara's compromise. So the Ritva says that it's the Maskanas HaGemara is that we're not sure whether the din is like Rebbe or like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Whether betrays him, they have a hazaka, betlas him, they have a hazaka. So Katlanis and Nesa Banea Machas Mila is a suffix sakana. When it comes to suffix sakanas, you have to be concerned. Maybe betrays him, they have a hazaka. Maybe it's already a latest hasafik. There, the hazaka is not to establish that it's vadai that the baby will have hemophilia, vadai that the baby will die. No, is it called a latest hasafik or not? So if it happens twice, it's already a suffix whether there's a latest hasafik. So any slight suffix in sakanas nefashis, you have to go to chumrah. Masheni came by Vestas is only the rabbana. We paskin, the Gemara has a machlekes on the Abt as well, but whether Vestas deraisa, Vestas lav deraisa. So we paskin, Vestas lav deraisa, it's only the Rabbanan. That's the bottom of Tezvavim. And I'm going over to Tezvavim and Veis. So since it's only the Rabbanan, so we're Mekel. And Shoramu, it's somebody to Mechaver all of our right. Whether you have to pay Nezik Sholem, Achatzi Nezik, whether you pay Megufim and Aliyah. So you say, I'm going to Mechaver all of our right. That's how the Ritva presents it. That the Gemara's maskana was that we treated like a Sveikah Adina, and the Mele you paskin accordingly. I remember when we were learning Yeridei Hilchas Nida, Rav Soloveitchik suggested a different shot, not like the Ritva. Yeridei, they quote the Ritva. Yeridei, they quote the Ritva. That's why some of the Achranim say that if you find two bugs is already a Safik, maybe it's Hulchsev Bitoy Loin. A Safik is Surah Lachumr. A Safik is Surah Lachumr. So two bugs, you have to be biting the whole sack of flour. And other Achranim, this No, that's a ritva. Then Rav Soloveitchik, I remember, suggested a different pshat. He thought that maybe it's not a hachroa machma sofik svekedina. We're not sure whether the pasul like Rebbe or the pasul like Rebbe Shimon betrays him and flies him. Maybe what it means is really betrays him. The havi chazaka establishes that you have a chazaka. But if you want to create a chal Hashem, want to create a shem on the behemoth, that this is a shamuot. You're changing the title of the animal. It's not stam. We're establishing the regilus. Why? Because the Tosis in Bava Kama has the Gemara Daf Mem Amud Aleph. I think the Gemara is bothered with Akasha. A short time shaharing a sa'odam, the shor gets skila. The bala shor does not pay kofer. A shor amud shaharing a sa'odam. Not only does the shor get skila, the bala shor pays kofer. So the Gemara in Bava Kama asks the Akasha. V'chem yachad b'mitam katlina le'mod heichem ashkachas lo. How is it possible for the shor to become amud? They killed him already the first time. How is it possible to find Hashem Amud? So the Gemara says he killed three Nochrim. And Kamisa Bala Kafri Sashur. Just like if the Bala Shor would kill Nochrim, he wouldn't get Just like if the Bala Shor would kill a Nochri, the Bala Shor wouldn't get a Nainish Misa. So if the Shor kills a Nochri, also the Shor doesn't get Misa. So then in such a case, the Bala Shor will pay. The shor will become a shor amud, and the bala shor will have to pay a kofer the fourth time. So the Gemara says, no, the chimud lenachri hamud liyisrael. It's not so. So Tosfos says, why not? But you see, what the shor knows whether the horog is a Jew or a nachri. How does the shor know the difference who he's killing? He sees it's a human being. So you see from the Gemara that you have to have the gichah shel chiyuv. If you have the gichah shel ptur, or let's say a shor amud, Tosfos says, a shor amud. The shor was mazik three times, so the fourth time it'll pay nezik shalom. What if the shor was mazik three times? Behemoth hefker. Oh, I have a behemoth, and it goes around making a hezekim. I don't have to pay anything because it made a hezek on dov shel hefker. The fourth time it's mazik someone's property. So the Tosfos shows from this gemara and daf memal manal from other gemaras that you don't have to pay nezik shalom. You have to have negicha shel chiyuv in order to be mitzvah to make dushan tushamla. So you see, not just discussing establishing the regilus of the behemoth. You're creating a chal Hashem shamud, giving the animal a title. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe in order to change the chal Hashem, maybe that's the halacha that you have to have three times instead of two times. And maybe by Vestas also like that. The Mishnah and Samach Gimlam and Beis and Nida has a machlekes Reb Yosi and Reb Yude. What's the story with the Vestas? So let's say Nisha Shiesh Lo Vestas. The Gemara has, let's say, every 35 days, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, clockwork, the woman has a riyaz dam. So the Gemara comments on a pasuk, v'hizartem es b'nei yisrael mitumas, it's about 8 lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel and Beis. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Vayikra, as well, v'hizartem v'hifrashtem, v'hizartem es b'nei yisrael mitumas. So I think Rashi al-Torah says that this is an ashora to Bezin, that Bezin should see to it that b'nei yisrael should not enter the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumah. That's why the Rabbanut has an obligation to put up a sign right by the Kosel HaMarav that no one's allowed to go, Jewish people are not allowed to go on the other side because we're all Tomei and you're not allowed to enter into the Har Bais in the state of Tumah. We mentioned that that's what the Aruch HaShulchan and others suggest, that the Mechaber quotes an opinion that Parshas Poro is their Isin. So the Vilna Gaon says it must be a Torah Sefer, it doesn't make any sense. Why should Parshas Poro be their Isin? So the Aruch HaShulchan gave a different suggestion. He said, Adar Chaim said, when you're making a paraduma, when you're burning a paraduma, so the Gemara in Yuma says on Daf Hey, on Daf Vav, that you have to recite Parshas Parah at the time that you burn a paraduma. Just like when the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah on Yom Kippur, part of the Seder Avodah is that he has to lay in Menatar, he has to lay in Kriyas Atar, Parshas Achrei Mos, so too when you burn a paraduma, you have to recite. But not that every year Parshas Parah is their eyes. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. And the Stipler in his Sefer, there's one sefer who has miscellaneous essays on general topics. So he has this suggestion. Maybe Parshas Parah is deraisa, not that the Kol Yochid V'Yochid is mekayim a mitzvah to hear Parshas Parah. It's a mitzvah that the Rabbanim have an obligation. The Bezin has an obligation to be mazir, the tzibur, that they shouldn't enter the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tum. Okay. So that's perhaps the Pashim Shad. V'Hizartim, Hifrashtim, that the Mahnigi HaTzibur have to see to it that tzibur doesn't enter the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tum. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the Braisa. The Hizarta Mi goes, Asar l'bnei Yisrael sheyifrushu min hashaseihem samach levestam. It's a din of prisha, that they're not allowed to have tashmish samach levestam. So how much is that? What samach levestam? So that's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi says, Yomim v'shoyes vestois. Every 35 days at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when she has the riyaz dam. So 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's not allowed to be with his wife. Up until 2 o'clock is okay. 2 o'clock it's us. And we don't follow Rabbi Yosi's opinion. So what does it say? Samach leveston. That's veston. Why? What's the lashon? Samach leveston. So the Ramban and the Ritva and Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches and Beis, both say samach usually means a half an hour. Like samach lemincha. Samach lemincha gdeilo, samach lemincha ktana. In the last parak in Psochem and in Mokim Shinogu, beginning of Mokim Shinogu, it says, you're not allowed to do malacha, samach lemincha. So the Rishonim say, samach means a half an hour before. Some Rishonim say, samach means a half an hour before. So that's what the Ramban and the Ritva write in Shavuos Daf Yud Ches, that min ha-Torah, if you should assume that this is a real drashik mura deraisa, that there's a din of prisha, so what does it mean? Samach levesta, half an hour before 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, that's the shas vesta, according to Rabbi Yosi. Samach levesta means half an hour before. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi. We don't paskin half an hour before. Maybe half an hour before is the minatar. Maybe what Rabbi Yehuda is going to say is only midrabbanan. But we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the whole oinas habest. That's what the Gemara says. Vekamo, and how much is samach? Amarave oina. Oina means either yom or laila. So if the Ves is been established that it's going to be on the 35th day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so there's a dinner pre-show the whole day long. If the Ves has been established, it's going to be the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning, so there's a dinner pre-show all night long. Yes, so the Gemara has, on Tezvav, the Gemara has this machleke satanayim, but the Ves is their eyes, the Ves is love their eyes. We pass on the vessels lav derais. So most of the Rishonim assume that the whole din of Prisha can only be drashik mura derais if you hold vessels derais. But hayes, we pass on the vessels lav derais. So the whole din of Prisha can only be midirabon. That's how most of the Rishonim assume. The Pesach Tshuva on the bottom of the page in Yeridea, the Simon of Prisha, quotes a chiddush from the Nodim Yehuda that even if you hold that vessels is lav derais, but Prisha is derais. Why? So he refers you to the Gemara Gittin, I think it's Lamed Gimel also, but the Gemara says in Gittin that the Yishtelach Chazoke, let's say, Ashulech Get in Dinas Hayam, Nosin Ladecheska Shehu Kayam. You give the get to the woman on the assumption that the husband is still alive. Why? Yishtelach Chazoke. Ashulech Chatosim in Dinas Hayam. By Nosin Get Lishtoi, what's the big difference? Whether the husband is alive or dead. Either she'll be Muteresli Nasi Lashuk because of Misa Sabal shall be Materis because of the get, either one or the other.
True or not?
So we'll be Machmer, you mean? We'll be Machmer, the Asar HaLakoy. Or let's say the husband sends a get and he has a brother. He's in Midina Sayyam. He has a brother, he has no children. So we assume that Bechezka Shulkayim is alive and that she's a Grusha and she doesn't need Khalitza. Ishtala Chazak v'Hokkeh. We assume on the Cheskas Chai that he's alive. But the Mishnah has there in Gitna, Shaleh Chatosim in Dina Seyam. So Chatos Shemesa by Lehaz, Lemiso Oslo. He can't be Makrevin. So the Mishnah says, Ye Makrev the Chatos, Becheskas Shehu Chai. You assume the husband is still alive. So the Gemara there talks about Cheskas Chai. So the Gemara says, what if a man gives a get to his wife and he says he wants to get to take effect? Shachas Kai the Misosi. The day before I die, or an hour before I die. So the Gemara says that's a machlokes satanayim, whether yesh brera or ain brera. If you hold ain brera, so it can't be chal. So if you hold yesh brera, so it'll be chal an hour before. So do you have to be choshesh? And the husband goes on a boat trip, and he's not around, we don't know if he's alive. And the husband is a kohen, is the wife still considered, is the wife still assumed to be an eshes kohen? So the Mishnah says, yeah, the husband is on a trip, and he's a kohen, and the wife is behind. And she's allowed to eat truma, becheskas that the husband is still alive. What if the husband gave her a get that's going to take effect a day before he dies? So maybe he's going to die any minute. So do you have the right to shtel of cheskas chai that he's still alive? So the Gemara says, what is it going to help that he's still alive? But the chazoka doesn't project into the future. Shema meis lo chashina, shema yomus chashina. He may die within the next day. If I'm clearing now whether the husband is still alive, so I say, yes, the husband is still alive. But over here, it doesn't help. That's not sufficient. The husband is still alive now. Maybe the get took effect. Maybe the husband is going to die within the next 24 hours. And he said, I want the get to take effect the day before I die. So the Gemara says, Shema meis leichashina, Shema yamos chashina. So that's what the Nevi of Yehuda has a suggestion. That even if you hold that Vestas is lab deraisa, what that means on Daf Tezvav is that if Anisha is Yeshla Vestas, for the last 10 years she has a Riyaz Dam every 35th day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. For the last 10 years like that. So just because that's been happening every single month for the last 10 years, doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to happen. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen again. This time we pass Nechet. Vestas lav deraisa. So if the Yom HaVestas passed, she's not a Vaday Tamei, she's a Sofik Tamei. That's the Gemara Tezvav. If you hold Vestas deraisa, so Vestas means a Ruba Deleisa Kaman. I established the Regilis and I followed the Ruba Deleisa Kaman. So Ruba Vachazak Ruba, if true the woman was Becheska Stara, but she has a Vestas Kavur. And the Vestas is a Regilis, so that's a Ruba Deleisa Kaman. So we assume that she Vada had a Riaz Dan, but we pass the Vestas lav deraisa, so it's only a Sofik. It's not considered a Vada. So Nedi Behuda says, Vestas lav deraisa only means that Yishtela Cheskas Tahoira, that she's still Tahoira. We don't assume the Vadois that she had a Riaz Dan. It's a Midirabon, and we say that it's a latest Asofik. But it's not a Vadois. But if you're talking about Prisha Samach Levesta, you know that every 35 days at 2 o'clock in the afternoon she has a Riaz Dan. So Chazoka isn't going to work to project into the future. He wants to be with his wife now. So we say there's a chayvas prisha. She azor b'nei so she yifrushu minashaseyam somach levestan. They have to be purish. They have to be purish according to the Ramban there in Shavuos. They have to be purish half an hour before. Yeah, you have to be purish half an hour before the time. If you have yom and b'shoes vestos, she has a vestos 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So 1:30 there's a chayvas prisha. So the Ramban, so the Nadi Behuda visualizes that can be a din derais. Because Chazoke doesn't project into the future. It only tells you up until now she didn't have Riaz Dan. What does it help? She didn't have, but he's going to be with his wife now. So there's a concern, Shema Tira. Shema Tira. That's the Nadi Behuda's Chiddush.
Wait, check, I don't understand the difference. And why would Vestas be the Rabban according to Nadi Behuda?
Why should Vestas Bechal be the Rabban? The whole thing is a Pella. For the last 10 years, every single time she has a Riaz Dan, it's 35 days at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. That's Dama Pella. How can that be a Machlokes? So the Chazon Ish writes about this because the Gemara says there's so many different factors that play a role in the Riyas Hadam. Here's the Gemara Samach Gimel Amud Beis. It's determined by what she's eating. And there's the Gemara in the first paragraph, Daf Yud Aleph, it's determined by her exercise if she's playing tennis or bicycling or something like that. And it depends on Pachad. Hoysa b'machvoy, the Mishnah says, if she's the women who were under the Nazis, mm-hmm. the concentration camps, so they didn't have their period at all. That's what the Mishnah says. Hoysa b'machvoy, so that prevents the Riaz Dan. So that's what the Chazon Ish says. There's so many outside factors that play a role in establishing the Riaz Dan. So that's why we assume the Vestas is lav deraisa. It's not about dois. It's only considered a sofek.
So according to Behuda, when is it
deraisa? So Nadi Behuda says Vestas. The machlokes on Tezvav, where the Vestas deraisa, lav deraisa means the husband went away to Medina Sidon, and he comes back, and his wife is sleeping. So, and already it's 35 days after the last, he knows when the last Riaz Dan was, 35 days later. Is it about, it's a, let's say 45 days later. So it could be that she had a Riaz Dan and she went to Mikveh already. So the Gemara says, if Vestas deraisa, then we assume the Vadois. It's a Ruba deraisa come on, she had a Riaz Dan. Ay, she was Becheskas Tahara. No, but Ruba Bachazok Ruba, if Vestas means that it's a Ruba de Leisa Kaman, that it's a Biru. It's going to have the Dam 2 o'clock on the 35th day. So maybe there's a Sufik Shema Tavla, Shema La Tavla, so that's not enough. Shema Tavla, but she's Becheskas Tmei. We assume she's Tmei. But if you hold Vestas Lav Deraisa, so then the Yom HaVestas is already 45 days later that he knows of. So it's not about Dois that she had a Riaz Dam, it's only a Sufik. And even if she had a Riaz Dam, maybe she left the mikveh, so then the Gemara says that would be enough to be mounted. Because we hold Vestas lav deraisa, so it's only a latest
so
Asafik.
When is it deraisa?
So Nadi Behuda says, even though we pass in Vestas, the machlokes is where the Vestas deraisa. Lav deraisa is, the husband comes back 45 days after the last Riaz Dam. So do we have to assume the Vadois, based on the Ruben de Leisa Kaman, that she had a Riaz Dam 10 days ago? And then you have no right to assume that she may have gone to mikveh. So we pass in Vestas Lav Derais, it's not about those because we're judging on the past. Did she about to have a Riyaz Dam on the 35th day? But if now he wants to be with his wife, and it's Samach Levesta, so the Cheskas Tahara that she has, we have no right to use that Cheskas Tahara to project into the future that she's not going to have a Riyaz Dam. Because Shema Meis Lechashina, Shema Yomis Chashina. Chazoka never projects into the future. Ruba Dalesa Kamon can't project into the future. That's the Tosfos there in Gittin. Whenever you have a Ruba Dalesa Kamon, you can even predict what's going to happen in the future based on Ruba Dalesa Kamon and follow accordingly. But based on Chazoka, you can only establish status quo up until now. However it was 35 days ago, the situation didn't change. So that's Vestas Lab Deraisa because Yishtel of Chazoka. But to project into the future that there isn't going to be a Riyaz Dam, so that you have no right to use Chesed Tahara.
Why not the Samach Levesta, even if it's 2 days before? Don't you still have that same problem?
No, then we have like Chazak, Ariach Shalom Bezmana Einabo. We have Aruba Deleisa Kamon that the Dam will not come before a certain time. But is it about Dois that the Dam will come on that day? So that's the Machlaikas. Is that called the Aruba Deleisa Kamon? That Ariach Bezmana Bo. They have two Ariach Shalom Bezmana Einabo and Ariach Bezmana Bo.
So you're saying to know for sure that it will not come, we all agree that it will not come Shalom Bismarck.
Before, yeah, Shalom.
Right. So Shalom Samuk for sure it's okay.
Yeah.
But if it's Samuk, then we're saying there is a Ruba Dilasa command that it will come.
So one opinion in Tanoim was the Vestas Deraisa, so that's such a strong Ruba Deleisa Kamon, that it beats out the Cheskas Tahara.
And even if you hold...
And we pass in that, so
right.
We pass the Vestas Lav Deraisa, so that means when the husband comes back, and it's 45 days after the Mesriya, so we don't have to assume that there was
Vada Riyaz. But if it's Samach Levesta...
But Samach Levesta in advance, right. He wants to have Tashmish in advance, right. So then it's... The Cheskas Tahara. The reason the Melech Yehuda's Ikavort is that Vestas Lav Deraisa is because there's a Cheskas Tahara. A Cheskas Tahara only is Mevarer that there was no Riyah up until now. But it can't be Mevarer in the future. It can't say anything about the future.
So
if it's less than 35 days, that's a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. That Ruba Deleisa Kamon can even predict in the future also. But the Chazok cannot predict into the future. So once it comes close to that time...
And you're relying on Chazok, which doesn't work.
Relying on Chazok doesn't work on the future. So that's the Nedib Yehuda. That's the famous Nedib Yehuda that the Pischei Tshuva quotes. It happens that the Rabbar Nalevi has in the Horus, the Berak HaBayis on the Torah Sabbath, he writes in the same Shtukul Torah. The Nedib Yehuda perhaps didn't have a Torah Sabbayis. Could be didn't have Torah Sabbath. That's what the Rabbar writes.
What you mentioned before, the Arubas of Asakaman could work into the future. What's the Raya of the moment?
Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. How do you ever give, Tosfos there in Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel, how do you ever give Malkus to a Nazir who violates, who drinks the ayin? Maybe he'll be Mata Neder in the future. And if he'll be Mata Neder, it'll be Yorka, the whole Neder maker. It'll turn out that the Aver was never an Aver. How do you ever give Misa to an Eshesish Shazinsa? Maybe the husband, after the whole court case, maybe the husband, before they'll give her the Misa, maybe the husband will give her a get. What's the Shaila? But if she's still alive, I don't know. I think Tosfos asks, how do you declare the children a Mamzer? Something Tosfos asks, maybe the husband will give her a get and will say, Avkinu Abayim Kedushim Eis, I've come out there never was any Kedushim. So you can be okay, the Kedushim and not rare. So Taisus says that that's a rare instance. It's rare that Nazirim Amater than other Naziris. And it's rare to apply a situation of Avkinu Abayim Kedushim Eis. So you go Basarayim, that is not going to happen. So the Achrani point out, but the Gemara says, the Chazoka can't predict the future. So they say Chazaka can't predict, but Rav can. Rav is a Biru. So Rav is good to tell me what happened in the past, and it's good to rely on to predict what's going to happen in the future. But Chazaka is not that we assume these are the facts of the case. Chazaka even works when you have a tag that is Asrin. There's a point that even though she has Shalios. Chazaka is a Biru. However, tells you what the facts are. That what?
That she's Baba and Rav.
Ruba Bechazoka?
Ruba Zoe.
Yeah.
So Now the question, Dagma comes home, did she not see? What if she saw? What is the chazal doing?
Right, so that's the Tana who holds it. Vestas deraisa holds that you have. Vestas lab deraisa.
He says that
so the Chazanish says the reason why it's lab deraisa because there's so many outside factors that could play a role in the Riyah Saddam, so he's not convinced that it's a roi.
So the same roi, Yoshin, use the roi, and Alba, we don't use the roi.
No, it's not a roi.
So who would the last come on?
So no, so the Chazanish says that because there's so many outside factors, though, we don't recognize that right. We say it's a roi, chazaka ariach bezman abo. Chazaka there means roi, and chazaka ariach shalob bezman ein abo is also roi. So that roi, that's always a good roi. Chazaka ariach shalob bezman ein abo. The dam is not going to come before the yom haveser, but the dam certainly must have come just because the last 10 years, like clockwork, every 35th day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you have no right to assume that it happened last month also, because there's so many outside factors. So that's why the Chazanish said that's not a good right. But to assume that the Riyaz Dam didn't happen before that, the 35th day, that right is a good right. That's a reaction of his mana in a book.
So why are we afraid? So why are we Chayshin Shem here?
Yeah.
Why are we?
The Nadiv Yehuda claims that the reason why Vestas love their Isa is Bitsiruf Cheskas Tara. The Chazanish just said, Vestas love their Isa, that is not a good roi. So the Nadiv Yehuda said, that's not enough, you have to add on. It's not a good roi. Plus, so let it be a Sofik. No, the Sofik is always Gepaskin because of the Cheskas Tara. But you can't use the Cheskas Tara. Doesn't help in the Yosin, so the Chayves Prisha is their Isa. That's the Nadi Behudish Bigel
there.
If it would have been.
It's a bad right. Why are we
conscious
for the
Asim?
It's not a good
right.
It's a right that's.
So it's not a right, so it's a Sufik. So usually when you have a Sufik, so you pass a nice based on Chazokah. It's not a Sufik, there I say, look at me, you have a Chazokah. But for the future, there's no Chazokah, so you're left with a Sufik. And there's no Chazokah Lohakel, so it's a real Sufik. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe the difference between 2 and 3 is not because everything is up in the air. In Safek Sakona, by the Katlanis in the Mesa Banan, Machmas Milo is Sakona. So that's why you go to Chumrin. Here, I'm going to Mechavel of Haraya, and Vestas Lab Der Isa. So that's why we say, B'tlazim Nehavi Chazaki. He thought maybe it's a different word. Maybe to establish the Megillus is enough 2 times. You don't need 3 times. But to create a Chal Hashem, that you need perhaps 3 times. So he said, Bashar Amuad, I don't think he added this on, this is what I'm adding on. Bashar Amuad, Taisus shows from the Gemara that you have to have Negicha Shal Chiyuv. If the Behem is Negech, Behem is Hefka 3 times, it won't be Chayiv Nezik Shalom the 4th time. Just like the Gemara says, Memalef and Manalef, that's our Gibson. The Rambam writes the reverse. The Rambam read the Gemara there, Ben Yehutsu, not the Kmira. The Gemara says over there, "V'chein me'achad d'mitam katleil l'anuot heichem ashkachas lo." The Gemara is on the Mishnah. How can the Chumash say that the Shor Amuah, the Bala Shor Amuah, pays kofar? The Shor shouldn't be able, he shouldn't live so long that the Bala Shor should have to pay kofar. The Shor Amuah, the Shor Tan got misa ready for killing another. So the Gemara answers, "Shoharak shloshet behemis." Correct the Gemara. Mud lebehem habi mud lo Adam. Elam Gemara nein. Shaharik shlosha nochem. Mud nochem habi mud liYisrael. Gemara says shaharik shlosha treifer. Mud treifer habi mud lishalein. After the Gemara, Ark leAgma. The behem ran away. So we read the Gemara b'tmiyah. The Rambam read the Gemara b'nichusa. Mud lo Adam. Mud lebehem habi mud lo Adam. Mud laAgma habi mud liYisrael. He read all the Gemaras b'nichusa. So the right it is. And the Rambam, what is he doing? That's not the way you're reading the Gemara. The Gemara says you have to have the Gichel Shal Chiyuv. So that's what Tosis assumes. That in order for the Shor to become a Shamud, you have to have the Gichel Shal Chiyuv. Gichel Shal Ptur will not be mitzvah at the... You're not Chayiv Nisa. That's right, you're not Chayiv Nisa. Is there a din of Leisirtzach? That's it. There is a Nisa. Is there a Nisa Leisirtzach or is there some other Nisa? That's a question. But there's no Chayiv Nisa. Yeah, the Gemara says the Yeska, whether Yisrael Horag or Nachri Horag. Gemara says Zarek Evan Lego. He threw a stone at the group of 10 people, and 9 Yisraelim and 1 is an Akwe. You don't go bust a roi because Kol Kavua come up Tam Achzam, so you can't give the Anish Misa based on a roi because of Kol Kavua. Mishnah is like that. If you kill an Akwe, there's no Chiyavus. So that's the Gemara here, and it's a Taisus earlier. Rabbi Kevegel has been saying Lamed Zayin. Taisus says you need Negicha Shalchiyah. Then there's a Taisus in Nido also. In order to become a Vesus Kavua, you have to have Rias that are Metame. Let's say the woman will have Rias in the middle of the 33 or the 66 Yimei Tohar. So the Rias is not Metame. That's a Ria that's Dam Tohar. So Taisus shows from the Gemara that it's not Mitztarif to create the Din of Vesus. But it's establishing the Regilas. It's showing what the Regilas is. So it seems that Taisus indeed is saying the same as Taisus in Bava Kamma, that you have to have a Chal Hashem Yom HaVesus, you have to have a Chal Hashem Shoah Mu'ad. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe that's why you need the third time. Maybe 2 times is enough to establish the Regilas. Just like by Katlanis and by Mesa Bana Machmas Mila. Maybe the need for the third time, because you want to create a Chal Hashem on the day. That's what he said. According to Reb Yudah, it's not Stam half an hour before 2 o'clock. It's the whole owner, the whole day, the whole night. The whole owner is awesome. So the whole owner, you're labeling, you want to label a day as a yom, as the onus aveses, and maybe for that purpose, of a chal Hashem onus aveses, maybe that you need 3 times. Maybe they learned it out. This Rav Soloveitchik didn't say this, but I'm adding up. Maybe they learned it out from Zav, that a Zav has a din, a Zav al Shtevius and a Zav al Sholoshvius. And the Mishnah says, Amen Zavarai al Shtevius, Zavarai Sholoshvius, Ela Korban Bilvat. The Zav who has 2 Rias has Nichim and Akim, has the exact same dinam of Tumah. But he's not Chayv Korban after the Tahara process is over. So you see that there's a Zav of Shtei Rias and a Zav of Sholosh Rias. So maybe that's the difference, that Shtei Rias is enough to establish a Regilus and Sholosh Rias is needed. The third one is needed to change the Chal Hashem on the person, to create a new Chal Hashem. Anyway, that's how he passed. That by Vestas you have to have 3 times to establish the Vestas. Machlekes Atanoim, the Gemara says, we paskin 3 times, and then to be oiker the Vestas also. If you have a Vestas Kavua, the Vestas Kavua is only Nekar if it was Nekar 3 times. That's the Gemara on the bottom of Samach Dalem and Aleph, going over to the top of Samach Dalem and Beis. The Vestas to be Nikva as a Vestas Kavua, you have to have 3 times, and to be oiker, the Yogi also need 3 times. Yeah, what exactly is a Vesa? So the Tosfos on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph points out. There is theories in Gemara. So Tosfos says there are different kinds of Vesta. So Tosfos says there's a Vesa Lahafloga and there's a Vesa Limei HaChodesh. Vesa Limei HaChodesh means that every month she has a Riyaz Dam on the 10th of the month. Every month she has a Riyaz Dam on the 20th of the month. So sometimes sometimes the months are longer than the other months. So that's a Vesas Limei HaChodesh. Then there's a Vesas Lahafloga, let's say every 35 days, every 45 days, every 3 months, every 95 days, the woman has a Riyaz Dam. So that's a Vesas Lahafloga. Vesas Limei HaChodesh, Vesas Limei HaChodesh, there's a Machloikis, the Rashbo, and the Ra'oh, and the Torah Sabayis, and the Berak Habayis. What does it mean, Vesas Limei HaChodesh? So the Rashba writes in the Torah Sabayis that it depends when Bez Din established Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh doesn't always correspond to when the Moelet Halvana is, based on our system. So he says we ignore when the Moelet is, and we establish a Bez Din Chodesh based on the Jewish calendar, what day in the month it is, even though it doesn't correspond to the Moelet. So the Ra'oh says it doesn't make any sense. If you want to say that there's something in the system, in the body, that's more the dam to come, a real dam, so it should depend on the Moelet Halvana. So he says that the Vesas, the Ra'oh, and the Berak Habayis says that the Vesas, the Me'er Chodesh, should depend on the Moelet Halvana. You have to have a calendar that has the Moelet Halvana to figure it out. So the Mishmeres Habayis always comes to defend the Rashbof and the Kashis of the Berak Habayis. So for many years it was assumed that it was written by the Rashba, and then other people say, no, it couldn't be written by the Rashba, it's not the same style. It's written by someone else making believe he's the Rashba. Because the Mishmeres Habayis is writing to defend what he wrote. He's trying to defend what he wrote in the Torah Habayis. So, and then they point out, no, that we have Tshuvas HaRashba, where he says, as I explained in the Mishmeres Habayis, he writes the fans that he wrote the Mishmeres Habayis. So the Shach in Yeridei quotes from the Mishmeres Abayis, who's defending what he wrote in the Torah Abayis, that it depends on when the Bezdin declared Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara has that lotion, Shipura Gora, when the Bezdin blow Shofar. That's Gorim the Riyas Adam. The Bezdin blow Shofar when it's Rosh Chodesh, not when the Merlot Halvan is. So the Rashba says, based on that Gemara, Shipura Kogorim. And then he quotes a Yerushalmi that the Shach made famous when he the Shach quotes this in the Shemar Sabbat. That the Gemara makes a statement that a Ketana who is Nivola before the age of Shalosh Shana V'Amechad will be Besuleh Achoyz. She was Nivola after 3 years old, then it'll be Ein Besuleh Achoyz. So the Yerushalmi says, what if the fellow was Boaleho on the day on which she should have been 3 years old, and then the Bezdin is Ma'aber es Hashana, and it turns out that she's not yet 3 years old. The last day, the Ma'aber es Hashana, turns out that she's not yet 3 years old. So then the Yerushalmi says, B'sulei Achayzer. Why? So they quote a pasuk in Tehillim, Lakel Goymer Alai, that the Bezdin controls the Teva, that the Teva dances to the tune of the Bezdin. Okay, so that's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch, that the Vesus Limei HaChodesh depends on the Jewish calendar, it doesn't depend on the Boilet Halvan.
Don't you see from that the Yerushalmi Agav Urko when it comes to Bar Mitzvah or it's not based on the moment, it's not the time, but it's the day? If he was Bar Mitzvah in the middle of the, if he was born in the middle of the day, we don't have to wait till the middle. As long as that night, the Shkia of that day comes, he's already a Gadol.
How do you see?
Because otherwise, you know, if it's a question of Mitzias, just because Bezdin declared an extra month, how does that change in terms of her age? We're talking about 3 years old, not in terms of the calendars.
Well, the Gemara says that Yud Gimel Shana V'Amechad is Me'es Li'es. The Gemara says in Erechon that it's Me'es Li'es. So that's a machlok yisar Rishayim. It's like 50-50. Half of the Rishayim understand literally Meisla. It has to be 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
But if you say it's mamish literally Meisla, how does the Hebrew of the Chodesh change that?
But they make Hebrew Hashanah.
Right.
Make Hebrew Hashanah. So it comes out, you have another month to go. She's not yet 3 years old.
But I'm saying, why would it be Meisla if it's based on Hebrew Hashanah? Shouldn't just be 3 years? Talking about lunar years or solar years?
Lunar years. That's what Yerushalmi says, lunar years. Jewish years, Jewish calendar.
Right. But doesn't
the Jews control the whole world. That's what Yerushalmi said. The rabbis control the whole world.
But I'm saying, if you're saying it's all based on what the Bezdin declares, how can you then say it's Mias Veres?
Why not? Which day, which year it is.
The hour of the day doesn't change the status of the day. The day changes at Shkia, not in the middle of the day.
So therefore
it should be not Meis Leis. If we're going with the official calendar, the way the Bezdin declares the calendar,
yeah.
So then it's based on the official day, not the hour of the day.
But the baby was born that 3 o'clock in the afternoon, not this day. So to establish which day it is, you have to ask the rabbis. Establish what hour it is, you don't have to ask the rabbis. I think you can figure out this. Unless they just switched it, unless they pulled out the carpet from under you, they made a daylight savings east instead. Unless they switched the times or something.
No, I'm not talking about that.
But the hours we can figure out without a Bezdin. What day it is, or what month it is, what year it is, that we need the Bezdin to be covered. So that's half of the Rishonim say that Meis Leis just means that you shouldn't say everybody should become Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah of that year. Become Bar Mitzvah according to the day on which he was born. The other half of the Rishonim say no, literally Meis Leis, till the hour. It doesn't become Bar Mitzvah till the hour.
I'm just saying,
Mitzvah,
if you're looking, is it a Mitzias thing, or is it a question of halacha?
So Yishalmi says that it's halacha, but part of the halacha is that it has to be Meis Leis.
I don't see that.
Why?
Because Meis Leis is not a halachic principle, it's a Mitzias principle.
Why is it?
5 o'clock in the afternoon, there's no halachic principle.
Why not? Sometimes you have a din that depends on Meis Leis. Let's say one Tana holds that first in Dharm is Yom Echad Meis Leis. The wife took a neder at 4 o'clock, so the husband can make
right.
The neder until
but it's
tomorrow.
It's not the halakhic meat, it's just a question of Matthias, of waiting 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
It's not a question, there's no halakhic concept of Meis Leis. It's just the Matthias.
Okay. But the halacha says it depends.
Right, halacha depends on metzias.
Here the Gemara says that bar mitzvah is meis le.
Right, but once you say the shana is determined on the halachic principle, what best in the court declares the shana,
yeah.
And then at the same time you're looking in terms of the hour of the day is a metzias principle. I don't see how you can stem the two together.
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly why it's so. Anyway, so Taisa has here that there are two different types of vessels. There's the vessels of the Yom HaChodesh, and that's the Machlag, the Rashbon, the Ra'on. We assume in Yerodeh that it depends on the Kiddush HaChodesh, depends on what Bezin says. And then there's the vessels LaHafloga. That's LaHafloga. A woman can have her Riyaz Dam once every 3 months. So that's going to be her HaFloga. That's not a vessels of Yom HaChodesh.
According to the Ra'on, what would be the difference between Yom HaChodesh and HaFloga? Because it seems to be the same amount of time between the two.
A flog can be 3 months. A woman has a not once every 6 months.
But according to the, that's going to be a specific set amount of time.
Okay.
So according to the Yom HaFodesh, would have to, couldn't it be also between molas of 3 months? Like the thing if she was.
No, it doesn't have to be connected with the molad. Let's say
Yom HaFodesh is connected to the molad.
According to the Ra'o, Yom HaChodesh depends on the Moilad, yeah.
So if the best Hafloga was...
Hafloga could be, let's say, 100 days. It's not going to... Sometimes it'll be 10 days after the Moilad, sometimes it'll be 20 days after the Moilad, sometimes it'll be 100 days after the Moilad. Irrespective of when.
But they're both saying that they're set intervals of time. I mean, both Teshbonos are set intervals of time.
Okay. Okay, but what is... I don't know, I mean, according to the Ra'o, even the Yom HaChodesh...
It's a set like, amount of time between Riyos, because the Molad is always going to be a certain amount of time between each other.
Every Vesis Limei HaChodesh, according to the Ra'o, is going to be a Vesis LaHaflogin.
That's what I'm asking. Because every Molad has 29 and whatever portion of the day between every Molad. So it's always going to have the same amount of, kavu amount of time between...
Could be. I don't know. We don't pass like that.
I have a question. What will the Ra'ah say when it comes to the shore? Veset HaChodesh by a shore. Is also tallowed on the molar? I mean, the moon controls affects the way the shore borders. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know. Does the Gemara say that there's such a thing as a Veset HaChodesh by Venus? The Mishnah says in Baba Kama that a shosh and wood the Shabbos is and wood the Mosachol, shosh and wood the Mosachol and wood the Shabbos, and there's such a thing. The Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, how does the Behemoth know when it's Shabbos and it's weekdays? So he quotes the Yerushalmi, says that the people dress up this differently. That only if it's by Jewish people they dress up differently, yeah. Apparently by Behemoth you don't have Stam a day, unless it's something the Behemoth can recognize, can notice. Sounds like there is no such thing as a versus Limei HaChodesh or versus LaHafloga by Behemoth. That's what it sounds like in that Yerushalmi.
Tosfos over here, more in Baba Kama, about being Yudeah on different days of the month.
Also on the days of the month.
Tosfos still Baba Kama, Lam Zayin and Beis.
Oh, yeah. I think more does relate it. Isn't that, that's against that Yerushalmi, that Tosfos themselves quote in Baba Kama, that how do you have a shosh and wood, the Shabbos is not the Mosachol? So Yerushalmi says, how does the Behemah know? So they say, because the people are dressed differently. So the Bavli is contradicting that Yerushalmi. I don't know. Gotta look into it. Quote enough in the Gemara in Baba Kama. So Tosfos claims that these are two different vestos. So then Tosfos says the way we pass in Halacha that you have to have the last sibne have a chazaka that you need three times. So if it's a vestos limei hachodesh, so you have 3 months in a row, you have the same yom hachodesh. If it's a vestos lahafloge, so in order to have three haflogas, you're going to have four years. You'll have to have 4 years. You start from the second riyah. Was a haflogah from the first riyah. Then the Gemara has a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel on Samach Dal and Manal. The way Tosfos interprets the machloikis, What if you have a Vesas Limei HaChodesh B'Diluk? The first Chodesh, the woman has a Riyaz Dama on the 15th of the month. The second month she has on the 16th. Third month she has on the 17th. So is it basically a Vesas Limei HaChodesh? It basically just need 3 months? But you say, no, since it's a Vesas Limei HaChodesh B'Diluk, you keep on skipping one day. So you have to be machzik the diluk. So in order to be machzik the diluk, you're going to have 4 years. So Tosis claims that that's the machlokes Abaye, that's machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Whether you need atush to shalish the diluk, or you don't need atush to shalish the diluk. So these are two types. Tosis claims these are two types of vessels. Vessels from Achodesh, vessels with Haflaga. And each one has a variation. You can have vessels me'achodesh b'dilug and vessels la'afloga b'dilug. Vessels la'afloga b'dilug. Let's say the woman has a riyaz dam every 100 days. She has 100 days. Then the next time she has 101 days. The next time she has 102 days. The next time she has 103 days. So that's a vessels la'afloga b'dilug. What exactly does it mean la'afloga? It's 100 days between what and what. So the usual, the normally accepted pshat is a woman starts a Riyaz Dam, so the Riyaz Dam goes a couple of days in a row, 3, 4, 5 days in a row. So you count from the first day on which the first Riyaz began, the first day on which the second Riyaz began, the first day on which the third Riyaz began. And some Achreinim have a Chiddush. The Vesas Laflogi count from the last from the last day of the first Riyaz to the first day of the second Riyaz. From the last day of the second year to the first day of the third year. Makes life very complicated. you have to keep track. According to the normal sheet, you just keep track when the years began. According to the Balatanya's sheet, you have to keep track when the years ended. To establish a Vesas Lahafloga from the end of the first year to the beginning of the second year. Then the Gemara has here on Samach Gimel on the base. Gemara has about 10 lines from the top by the title letter base. Elom Rabaye. Rabaye says that the following is also a verse. Ochlu shum berasa, ochlu betzolim berasa, kisses of pilpulim berasa. When she eats sharp food, that has an effect on her system. And that causes a Riyaz Dam, unrelated to the day of the month, and unrelated to the Haflogger. So the Gemara said, that's also considered a Vesas Kavua. In the first parak on Daf Yud Aleph, the Tosis over here, Samach Gimel, on the base, the second Tosis, Och Lashum. So the Tosis refers you to Gemara Daf Yud Aleph. What if Kofza Merotza, Kofza Merotza, Kofza Merotza, a woman plays tennis? Every time she plays tennis, or every time she runs around the block, she has a Riyaz Dam. So if that happens 3 times in a row, does that establish a Vesas Kavua? That it's the same as a regular Vesas Kavua, it's in Eka, Ela Begim Apomit. So the Tosis quotes the Gemara that's not. Lo Kavala Vesas. That a person is not Kavua Vesas to pu'ulas haguf. So why is ochlu shum v'rasa, ochlu pilpulim v'rasa, also ochlu betzalim v'rasa? It says, no, it's not the same. Ochlu is not that the maisa achila. Exercising, playing tennis or something like that, kofza, jumping, that's a pu'ula, it's going to make a vesa. So that thing Mar says, that doesn't establish a vesa. But eating food, and the food goes into the system, and then the system causes a riyaz dam. So that does establish a Vesas Kavua. So this can only be Neka B'Gimel Pamim. If she'll 3 times she'll eat sharp food and she won't have a Riyaz Dam, then it'll be called an Akira. But on the other din, on Daf Yud Aleph, Kavtza Berasa, that doesn't establish a Vesas Kavua. If it happened 3 times, we treat it like a Vesas Sheira Kavua that Yechoshish Pamachas. So if she'll be Kavtza a fourth time, and it won't cause any Riyaz Dam, so that Vesas Sheino Kavua will be over. That Gemara, Kavtza Berasa, That is the basis for the din. The Gemara has later, that's how the Nadi Yehuda has a tshuva. On the bottom of Samachem, the base, two lines from the bottom. A woman is married, and every time she has tashmish, she's a roya dam machmas tashmish. So it says, Mishameshes parmishoyna shniel, ushlishes. She's not allowed to remain with the first husband. Why? She's huchzikot that she's a roya dam machmas tashmish. She's allowed to marry someone else because maybe she's only roya dam machmas tashmish because of this husband, because of another husband. Not. If it happens that she'll marry three different husbands and each one will happen three times that she'll be roya dam machmas tashmish, then she's not allowed to marry anybody else because she's already huchzikot that she's always going to be a roya dam machmas tashmish. So the Gemara says she'll go to a doctor and the doctor will treat her and then the doctor will determine that everything is okay. So the Gemara says she'll be boedik herself once on Samach Vavim and Aleph. She'll have an imitation tashmish, put something that's similar to an aver in her body, and if it'll come out without any dam, so then there's no problem. But it's neka b'pamachas. How come it's neka b'pamachas? So that's what Nerei Yehuda says, that roya dam achmas tashmish is a vesis lepu'ulis aguf, like a vesis lekvitzis. So you're not choshish pamachas. If a woman has a riyaz dam on a yom achodesh, she choshish pamachas, the Gemara said. That's a din of a vesis shenikavu. If a woman has a haflog achreina, she choshish pamachas. It's nekabit pamachas. But if a woman is kafsa v'rotza twice, you don't have to be choshish for the third time. Until it happens three times, then it has a status of a vessel shena kavua that you have to be choshish pamachas and it's nekabe pamachas. So that's the roya dam achmas tashmish. Roya dam achmas tashmish. Mishamesh is parmishanish neoshlishish. You don't have to be choshish even pamachas. And once it establishes itself three times with the same husband, then she goes for the treatment by the doctor and then they make this test. And the test turns out that this imitation Eber has zachrus, and the test turns out that there's no dam. Then the whole vessel shena kavua is neka b'pama. That's what the Nevi Yehuda says. That this Gemara of Roy Damach Tash is based on that din of kofta v'rosa, kofta v'rosa. So these are the four vessels that you have in the Gemara. You have the vessels l'haflogas, you have a vessels l'me'achodesh, then you have each one has a variation, the diluk, and then you have a vessels ochlushum v'rosa and so on. Then you have a vessels l'pulas haguf, a vessels l'kvitzis that's not kovea vessels kavua. Then the Gemara has earlier, Mark talks about the Noina Beinanis.
Why is there a difference? What's the svara for the two? Why is it when it comes to the kisos you could be nekar with hamachas?
Yeah, so Tesis says that by the ochloshum, the Tesis there, ochloshum, and Samakim on base says the distinction. That's what we accept in Yeruday. Of ochloshum, it's not that the mice of ochloshum causes. She eats the food and it goes into her system. And then her body functions in such a way, this is a reaction to what's going on in her body. So Shani Kane, if it's a pu'ula, a reaction to a pu'ula, so that doesn't make a versus couple. I don't know exactly why. That's the distinction. Why should it be so?
But if it's not a versus couple, but she still has to be kosher.
If you're not kosher pamachas.
But three times you
if
are.
If it happened three times, then you're kosher pamachas.
So I'm asking, why are you kosher after three times?
I don't know. Has the same force as a vessel shena kavua. The haflog achrayna.
It's like a weak type of vessel, is that what you
say? The Gemara says there are different kinds of vessels. The Gemara says on Samach Gimel on base. Sometimes, let's say, they have book tzedat mishigoyim. So say a person says that he's Mashiach. That's it. You know he's crazy. This is a simon all over the world. You know the person is crazy. And you have other things, we're not so sure. So there are certain cases that are so classical, the mamish that's in the textbook. So if it happens once, we already know that he falls under that category. So the Gemara says, there's sometimes here on the top, Omer Shmuel, six lines from the top of Samach Gimel Beis. Hari Omru, Liyamim Shnaim Levesta Sachas, L'mashal Amar Chacham Shlosha. Sometimes if it happens once, we already know that's a classical description of a Vesas. It's written on the books. If this happens to this woman once, she falls under that category, that's a Vesas Kavua Bechadzim. Sometimes it betrays him. And normally it's betlas in the Havichazot. So the different, some vestas are stronger than others. So that's what the Taisis points out. The Gemara Yiral, if it's a vestas to pu'ulois, like Roya Damach Mustashmash, or Kapta Veratza, then you don't have to begin to be choshish till after Gimel Pamim, and the Gimel Pamim only makes it like a Vesu Sheni Kavur. The different madregas. How common is it? How uncommon?
Is this true to the solar account? Not choshish at all?
I think not.
Not even if the three times, not even doesn't even buy a Vesu Sheni Kavur.
I mean, solar calendar Yom HaChodesh.
Every 25th of the Yom HaChodesh.
Yom HaChodesh. Yeah, yeah. So I think we ignore it.
We ignore
it completely? I think so.
Even though it should be worse.
Maybe a secular person should be more attuned to the secular.
It should be worse than jumping three times. Uh-huh. When you say it doesn't become a mice.
Sure is becomes a muad to the Yom HaChodesh of the Goyish calendar. I don't know. I've assumed that Gemara Baba Kama is also governed with the Rashba as Yerushalayim. I would assume so. So these are the famous Vestas that we know of. These are the Vestas. Then the Gemara has on Tezvav and Aleph that the husband went away, he comes back. Kol Anoshim, Becheskas Tara, Lebaleim. Haboy Meradech, the husband comes back from a long trip. Nishem Lai Becheskas Tara. He has a right to assume his wife is still Tara. So the Gemara says, Hushabo Mitzvah Betochi Mei Anasa. It's after Yimei Anasa, then not. What do you mean Yimei Anasa? You mean there's an Oina Beidenis. There's an Ayin Abedinus. What is this Ayin Abedinus all about? So Rashi says, Rashi over there, Tezvav HaMenal, Betoch HaMenos, Laman Yom L'Riyam. So the many Achareinim understood in Rashi, that Rashi is learning in the Gemara, that there's an Ayin Abedinus of some kind of a haflogger, a normal haflogger. What's normal haflogger? What's the average Ayin Abedinus? So Achareinim have a machlogger, so it's haflogger, slamed a haflogger, slamed Allah. When they talk about Aflog Islam and Aflog Islam and Aleph, they mean they're counting 30 days, including the first day of the first Riyah and the first day of the second Riyah. In our language, we would call it a 29-day interval. And Aflog Islam and Aleph, we would call it a 30-day interval. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, as Chubas, but he wrote confusingly. He writes the way Americans talk. He didn't write the way the Achareinim talk. So he talks about Haflogah. So he talks about 29, and it really means what we call Haflogah Islamid. It talks about 30 days. We really call that Haflogah Islamid Aleph, because classically in Shulchan Aruch, they're always counting the first day of the first Riyah and the first day of the second Riyah. They're not counting like the Baal HaTani counts the last day of the first Riyah and the first day of the next Riyah. Everybody else is counting the first day of the first Riyah to the first day of the second Riyah. The first day of the third Riyah, and so on. So this is a machlokes achareinim, how to understand the Rashi over here. Is the Ayin HaBeinonis that if an isha is yesh la vesas, she doesn't have to be choshish for Ayin HaBeinonis. She has a vesas kuba, but if an isha is ain't la vesas, you have to be choshish for Ayin HaBeinonis. So what is it? So it's a machlokes achareinim, whether haflog is lamed or haflog is lamed al. The Chacham Sodom recommends that since it's a machlokes, you be choshish for both days. Aflog Islam and Aflog Islam and Aleph. The Shach disagrees with the whole thing, and he says, Rashi never meant that. Rashi just meant, and a Beidonis means the Yom HaChodesh. Whatever the last Yom HaChodesh was, that's it. It's neither Aflog Islam and nor Aflog Islam and Aleph. It'll be one of those two. Yom HaChodesh is either going to be one of the Yom. But it's not always going to be Lam, and it's not always going to be Lam and Aleph. It all depends on what the Yom HaChodesh is. So that's a big deal.
If Rashi says Lamed, where did they get Lamed Aleph from? I mean, how do they have a focus if Rashi only said Lamed? What Rashi's Kavana was? Which mean what days was he counting?
Yeah. Lamed Yom Liriya. 30 days after Liriya.
He wasn't counting the first day.
Not including the first day. I think so. In the Machlokes, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi, in the Mishnah, Sama Gimel Amud Beis, so we paskin like Rav Yehuda, that Oino Hasmucha Levesta is Asar, not just Yomim Mishois, not just starting from 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock there's an Issa Prisha, there's a Chiyah Prisha. Or half an hour before 2 o'clock, that's how the Ramban writes, half an hour before 2 o'clock is a Prisha. Samach. Now, the march of the whole Oino Sabesis. So the Gemara Bayas, in our Gemara, it says that one might have mistakenly thought, my love, in Achrit, the Oina before the Oina Sadesis. I'd say the woman always has, every 35 days, she has a Riyaz Nam, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I would have mistakenly thought that not only is there Chavis Prisha all day long, the Chavis Prisha the night before as well. So Kamash Malan, the Gemara says, my love, I nachrit, the Gemara says, love, also Oina, that Oina itself. That's what it says in our Gemara. And Yerideya, the Achronin quoted the Rabban, who has a Chumrah, that the Oina Smuchal Oina Sabesis, there's also a Chavis Prisha. So that's not according to what it says in our editions of the Gemara. So the Achronim are all makbid about this. And in recent years, say 50 years ago, somebody in Eretz Yisrael, Kama Kahana, put out a sefer on Taras HaMishpacha, and he left out the din of Oina Smucha L'Oina Sadesis, the Oina before. So people attacked him, why did he leave it out? So he said the Chazon Ish told him to leave it out. So they thought he was lying, they didn't believe him. So he printed the facsimile of the letter of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish had a very unusual handwriting, and it's clearly a Chazon Ish handwriting. He didn't forge it. Chazon Ish told him, we're not mechuyev to be choshish by the girsas. If in our Gemara, all the Rishonim had the girsa like we have, you don't say Eilu v'Eilu Dibi L'Kim Chaim on an issue of a girsa. Eilu v'Eilu Dibi L'Kim Chaim Achleik is what the din should be. But if one has one girsa, one has another girsa, so one is absolutely wrong. So if the accepted girsa is the way it says in our Gemara, so we don't have to be choshish for other girsas. It's dead wrong. The other girsa we assume is dead wrong. This afternoon, I'm supposed to be speaking about Shemitah's Tzofim and Prusbul. So there's an issue in the Rishonim, when he's supposed to make Prusbul. So the Rishonim quote of Tosefta in the end of Shviyas, I think it's the last Tosefta in Shviyas that says you have to make the Prusbul Erev Shviyas. Last year. Before the Rosh Hashanah of Tchila Shnas HaShviyas. So the Ramban and most of the Rishonim say that it's a misprint. And that's how we paskin, that you can make the Prusbul Erev Matzoi Shviyas, not the Erev Shviyas. So they quote that some were machmer, the Vilna Gaon was machmer, to make the Pischei Tshuva quotes. The Chasam Sofer says he was always with his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, and he says, Lazaza Yodo Mitoch Yodi, I was there all the time and I saw everything that he did, he couldn't hide anything from me. He said he was never choshish for this. He was never choshish to make the Prusbul before Shemitah, he made the Prusbul at the end of Shnas HaShemitah. So he wasn't choshish. And they quote that the Vilna Gaon used to make the Prusbul before Shnas HaShemitah began. So the pashtus is that you don't say Eilu v'Eilu Dibi L'Kim Chaim, that you should be choshish. We discussed on Brochas Daf Yud Aleph, the Mishkan Sanka had a whole interpretation of the Gemara, that because of Eilu v'Eilu Dibi L'Kim Chaim, that's why there's an Indian to be choshish for the Shita Sayochit that's not accepted. Yeah, but not if it's a question of Girsot. It's a question of Girsot. If Girsot, that's wrong. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. There's nothing to discuss. The pashtus is that the Vilna Gaon was choshish not for the wrong girsa. The Gaon was choshish for a different thing. That the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, in the first paragraph, Yud Aleph, Tosfos is not sure whether Tavshin Samaches is Shnas HaShemitah or Tavshin Samach Zayin. Last year was Tavshin Samach Zayin, wasn't Shnas HaShemitah. So before last Rosh Hashanah was Matzoi Shavuos already. Not that it's not that the Vilna Gaon was choshish for the incorrect Girsa in the Tosefta. So here also, that's what the Chazon Ish says. All the Achronim are very respectful of this Rabban. They all say you should be machmer the Oina Smucha, the Oina Sabesis. And the Chazon Ish says it doesn't make sense. What are we machmer for? It's an incorrect Girsa in the Gemara. Mentioned already, the name Rav Chaim has in a sefer on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins vespas lab deraisa. The Gemara daf tezvav and aleph. Gemara has enough to mean a ledina. If over a yom aveses, do you assume that she's a vade kmeh or she assumes she's a sofik kmeh? If you would have held vespas deraisa, you would assume she's a vade kmeh. It's a ruben deleisa kamon. Chazaka reich bismanu vachazaka over here means ruben deleisa kamon. We hold that vespas lab deraisa. It's only a sofik. It's not a vade. So Rav Chaim points out that despite the fact that the Rambam writes that Vestas love their Raisa, but Vestas plays a role on the level of their Raisa. So first he quotes the Gemara Shavuos Daf Yud Ches here. on this Gemara in Samach Gimel on the base where it says Hasel Bnei Sos Yifu Shum Neshiv Seim Samach Leves, and so they refer you to Shavuos Daf Yud Ches on the base. Shavuos Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara says that if a person does an Aver B'Shegi, which he would have, if he would have done it amazing, he would have Mechayv Kares, then he's Chayv to bring a Chatas because he violated the Aver B'Shegi. So the Mishnah gives an example, a man is boil Hanida B'Shegi. How can he boil Hanida B'Shegi? What's the story? The Gemara says he was a Mishamish and Mishto, who pierced Hanida. So the Gemara says, Dach Onos. Onos is not Chayv Achatas. So the Gemara says, if it's not Samach Levesta, Havesis is in another week, and then she turned out, she was pierced the nida in the middle, that's Taka Onos, it's not Chayv Chatas on that. The answer is that it is Samach Levesta, and there's a din of Prisha Samach Levesta. So Rav Chaim asked, so the whole Gemara is beferish that Prisha is a din deraisa. If you hold that Vesta slab deraisa, and Roha Rishonim hold against the Nedib Yehuda Nera'or, Rav Rishonim hold that if Vesta is lav deraisa, so the whole chayvus Prisha is lav deraisa. So Prisha is lav deraisa, so it should also be anonymous. Rav Chaim says no. Rav Chaim says no. That Gemara is a din deraisa. If it's shaloi b'shas Vesta, then it's anonymous. Because chazoke, oriach shaloi b'zmana enabo, that's a ruben aleisa kamon, and that's anonymous. But oriach b'zmana enabo, true, it's not a vada, it's not a ruben leis gamon, it's not a vada, but at least it's a suffix. So that's considered. That's not considered an onus. Even though the choyves pish is only with the rabbanon, he knows that there is a suffix. He knows there is a suffix. So that's not called an onus. So that's number one. That even though best and slav deraisa plays a role on the level of deraisa in the case in Shavuos Daf Yud Ches, it's not considered bor leho ba'oinus. It's considered b'shoyk. But then Rav Chaim points out that Rambam has another nafkamina. The Rambam Shita is that you go 7-11, 7-11, the Yom Avoid. The first day that the Ish has a Riyaz Dam, so you have to have a calendar and mark it up for the rest of her life. Until she has a baby. Once she has a baby, you start after the 40 or 80 day Melos, you start all over again. And or the Rambam says that she has a Vesis Kavur. So she has a Vesis Kavur, so you don't say 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, the Yom Avoid. And half the time, the Riyaz Dam that she has a Riyaz Dam every 95 days or so. So half of the time is going to be a Riyah, half of it. Half of the time is going to be a need, half of the time is going to be a zav. How can it be a zav? She has a vesus kavua. So Rav Chaim says that he understands that Rambam. Vestas lav deraisa means that you don't assume that it's a vados that she had dam on that day. Vestas lav deraisa, he says, is the same as shor amur. If a shor kills three times, we can predict in the future that it's vados going to kill the fourth time. And if a shor killed three times, shor is mazik three times. And then they let the bull around in the china shop. And then we didn't hear the report what happened. So we can write it up in the newspapers. The shor, we know about that, is that the shor is negech? No. If the shor will be negech a fourth time, we won't be surprised. We'll say it fits into the pattern. But we can't predict in advance. And after it happened, we can't even guess that that's probably what happened. The only thing is, if it does happen, we won't be surprised. It'll fit into the pattern. So he says over here, the Rambam passing his Vestas Lav Deraisa means that you can't predict in advance that it's Vada going to happen. That's why most of the Rishonim assume, most of the Rishonim Achronim assume that Chayvus Prisha is only the Rabbanon. And after the Yom HaVestas goes by, we can't say that she Vada became a Nida. No, it's not a Vada, it's only a Sofik, and you have the Cheska Star and you go weiter. But if she does have the Riyah and the Yom HaVestas, so we say it fits into the pattern. And you can't declare that as low es nidosa. You can't say, we already decided when she was 11, 12 years old, 7-11, 7-11, Yom HaVoid, and this Riyah is going to be a Ziva. How can it be a Ziva? It fits into the pattern. It's the es nidosa. In such a case, it would be 7-11, 7-11, 2, 7-11, 7-11, 2, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, 2, because of the fact that the woman has a Vesis Kavur. That's our prime points out in the Sefer. Just, you see from the Gemara Shavuos Daf Yud Ches, that even though Vesta slav deraisa, the Vesta does play a role to determine whether the man and the woman, if Pearson needed Vesta Tashmish, is considered an onus or not. It does play a role. And then the Rambam, you see, does play a role. It does play a role. On the level of deraisa, to determine whether you're in the middle of you may need or you may zino.
And it will change the cycle from now on. Once you do it three times, according to the Rambam, you'll start a new cycle of 7-11.
Yeah, right.
We'll start from the beginning.
That's how the Rambam says. The woman has the first Riyas Nida when she's 11, 12 years old. So we take a calendar, we mark it all up. 7-11, 7-11, the other void. 100-year calendar. We expect you to finish the 111. So you mark it all up. But then, after a couple of months, she develops a pattern, and it turns out that it's every 50 days, every 60 days, every 7 days. So we're not going to leave it 7-11, 7-11, the other void. We 7-11, 7-5, 7-11, 7-5, 7-11, 7-5. Why? Because it's a gloy milson lemafreya that rear can't be in yud aleph yom shabbat nidul nidah. That's low esnidosa, but this woman has a pattern. So since it's a pattern by definition, you have to call it the esnidosa.
You do both. You do the 7-11.
7-11 as long as
right.
You can.
And in addition, you also have to include the new vessel.
The vessel is kavua. So the vessel is kavua. When the dam comes on the yom vessel, the second time it happens, we thought it's below esnidosa, esnidosa, whatever.
Right.
And then it happens three, four times, and we look back in retrospect, and we have to remark the whole calendar.
Right.
And we say it's not that from day number one we marked up 7-11, the other one, we throw out that calendar.
Right.
And we keep on changing it. We say her vessel's cover is 7-11, 7-11, 2. 7-11, 7-11, 2. 7-11, 7-11, 2. Because every time that's when she has the Riyah. And
in
that's
2 days after the
right. So that's by definition the esnidos. Because vestos are the rice and get to that.
But we don't say once you create this new vest, start the 7-11 from that.
We do.
Because I don't understand what you mean by two. 7-11, I don't understand what you're saying.
When she has the first Riyah, so the Rambam says you mark up 7-11 the other boy.
Right.
But then second Riyah, so we say, well, if it happened in the middle of Yud Aleph Yom, she just became a Zavah Gedolah. The third time also, but then if we discern a pattern,
right.
Then we say we interpreted everything wrong. The data has to be reinterpreted. We say that it's not that from day number one that she had to be, you mock up the whole calendar 7-11, the Erlen board like that. It's 7-11, 7-11 as long as you can go until she has the Riyah, the second Riyah that was on the Yom HaBesis.
Right.
And that starts a new 7-11 till the next one, new 7-11. So a lot of times at least 7-11, 7-5, 7-11, 7-5, 7-11, 7-5. Because that's the ace nidasa by definition. That's ace nidasa.
You do 7-11 until the day of the vest, and
right.
Then you start again.
Start again.
Yeah. You bring the column if your husband maybe is going to continue that way. First time 7-11 according to the Rambam, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So would you bring the column after?
Probably should not bring the column. You should wait a couple of months.
To wait. You can't bring the column.
Yeah. Probably have to wait to make sure.
Maybe she's going to establish her vest.
Yeah. Should be.
So
she can't eat karbonah. She can't enter the base on mikdash. Yeah.
Wait, the refine is in the sefer and the
Rambam. Yeah. He points out that even though he paskin is not any fancy lamdish zachal, just kumish. He just points out that even though we paskin vestas lav deraisa, there are two areas where it is negel lahalacha maisa on the level of deraisa. One is in the gemara shvuos daf yud ches. That to determine whether the hoy mishamishim atar appears on nida beemtza, is it oynus or not? So the Gemara says it depends. If it's some of levest, it's not an oynus. You can say that the chayves priest is only with the rabbanim, but he still can't. He's not innocent. He is. He's not guilty, but he's not innocent. So that's not called oynus. So it's do it at your own risk. And then he says the Rambam is another enough to mean it. The Rambam writes beferish that 7-11, 7-11 the only void. Will sometimes be changed if she has a vessels. So I vessels love their eyes and say, no, vessels love their eyes, the same as Shor HaMoed. You can't predict in advance that the Shor is going to be mazik a fourth time. And if the Shor we weren't there, we can't say without knowing the fact that the Shor was Vade Nageh. But if the Shor would be Nageh a fourth time, we won't be surprised and we'll say, oh, it fits into the pattern. So he said, that's what. If Vestas love the Arisa, yeah.
If it happens, even though we say it's not really, you don't accept it as a right.
It's not a right, yeah.
Maybe it's a Vietnamotsu, so you have to be Chayshus.
I mean, the Chayvis Prisha should be Menat Torah. Choshes shemiyat hamotzi is only with the rabban and the rambam writes. To be choshes, to be baidik and the miyat hamotzi is only with the rabban. The din is that it's muta. Let's say a miyat hamotzi, sirchas and the reis in miyat hamotzi, but you're allowed to drink milk. You can't be Boidik. So the Chayvus Vedikim and the Rabban, the only one that's possible to be Boidik. It's impossible. So it's Mutter without the Vedikim. Just the Chayvus Vedikim. He says, Zasa Lava Alishto. Here they say, Prisha Zasa Lava Alishto. So that's more than Stamachayv. He said, let her be Boidik. Okay, but they're saying more than that. We want Ibn Alam, even if she's going to be Boidik, we want Alam to be with his wife. So that's more than Stam. So that's why most of the Rishonim hold that the whole din of Prisha is only in the Rabban. Once you say the Vesa Slav there, I said the whole din of Prisha is only in the Rabban. My wife had 9 babies, so the din is that every time a woman has a baby, you have to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash will be built. She'll have to bring 9 sets of korbanos. Now, until you bring a korban your ledes, the lettuce is one of the b'chusi kippur. Zab zavig a lettuce in the tzorah. So those 4 people, until they bring the korban, they're still considered tmeyin from the leda, even though they went to mikveh, even though they had the har of shemesh already, they're still considered tmeyin with respect to entering the Beis HaMikdash or leaving korbanos. But the Gemara says in Krisis that once, your lettuce had 9 babies, so once she brings the first korban, your lettuce, after 1 of 9 babies were born, once she brings the first korban yoledes, then she's already no longer mechusi kippurim. Mahashara la'achayva, the other 8 are mitzvah. You have to bring the 8 additional sets of korbanos. That's a chayva, but she's no longer mechusi kippurim. What if the woman would be same thing as zava? A woman became a zava. Is mana miglu? Shalok is mana miglu. Does make a difference. Woman became a zava 10 times. And then she has an obligation, then she went to mikveh and everything's all straightened out. So she has an obligation to bring 10 sets of korbanos. So the first time she'll bring the first set of korbanos, she'll no longer be mechusi kippurim. V'ashara le'achayva, the other 9 sets of korbanos she's mechuyev to bring. What if a woman is a safek yoledes? That's a chafala from an alim, beginning of Amar Pelas. What if the woman is a safek yoledes or a safek zava? Yeah, the top line of Chafalah from the base. Safik Yoledes is Safik Zoro. So the oiler that you bring is not a problem. So Safik Darais of Luchum. So bring an oiler. The worst that could be is that you're not Mukhiv to bring another. So it'll be Bob and Edom and Adobe. What's with the Chattis though? The Chattis is not Bob and Edom and Adobe. So the Gemara learns out from a Pasik that there's such a thing as Chattis Saif Abo Ala Safik. By a regular, by a person who did an Aveira and he's Muhir to bring a Chattas, you don't bring a Chattas ala Safik. But by Mechusi Kippurim, if he doesn't bring, he or she doesn't bring the Chattas, they'll remain Mechusi Kippurim for the rest of their lives. The Gemara learns that from a drasha, from a pasuk, that there exists such an institution as Chattas Saif Abola Safik to remove the Tumah, that it's Karev Ein Anechal. The Kohanim are not allowed to eat it because it's Malika. You do Malika on a Chattas Saif. Malika by Chulin is Nevela, because there's Shechtim B'mechuba, you Shechtim with your fingernail. It's Mechuba, that's a Mishnah in Chulin. The end of the first paragraph, I think, that a Kosher B'malika is possible to Shechita, and a Kosher B'shechita is possible to Malika. If you do Malika with a knife, it's no good. If you do Shechita with a fingernail, it's no good. So if you bring a Chata Saif Abal HaSafek, maybe there was no Ziva, maybe there was no Leda. Maybe she's not Mechuyif to bring a Chata. So you shouldn't bring Chulin Bazar. And it's ain't a chatas not bob and edmund adavah, so it's a sort of chulam bazar. So we say, we learn up in the pasuk that you bring it. We happen, the Gemara has a machlekes, but the chulam bazar is the raisa, the rabban machlekes Rabbi Yechon Eish Lachash. So if you hold like Rabbi Yechon, the chulam bazar is lab the raisa, the suffix, so it's only the rabbanim, so suffix the rabbanim lakulam. Yeah, but we're saying more over here. Not just that you're permitted to bring the chatas saif abal, the suffix, you're obligated to bring the chatas, you're mechuyif to bring it. Otherwise, you're not allowed to eat kachim or enter into the Beis HaMikdash. So that's learned out from a drasha from the pasuk. There exists such a thing. There's a suffik yoledes and a suffik zava that we know that there exists, but that she's mechuyev to bring the karbanas misuffik, even though one of them is a chatas. She brings a chatas habala suffik that it's korvein anecha. It's korvein anecha. So here's a shaila in the Gemara. Is a shaila in the Gemara increases the question what the girsa is. What if the woman had 5 vaday ladies and the 5 suffix ladies? Or 5 vaday ziva and 5 suffix zava? So the way it says in our Gemara, the way it says in our editions of the Gemara, it says she has to bring one set vaday, because five vaday ladies, one set vaday, and one set for the suffix, vash, and one set for the vaday, and the other four, ashara le'achoypa, and one for the five svekas. So Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page says, for the life of me, you can't understand, why do you have to bring one for the vaday, one for the suffix? You brought one for the vaday, so shut up. So why doesn't it cover for the suffix? He doesn't understand.
It's a regular chatas, but it's still the korban mechusa kippur.
By a yoledes, if she can afford it, what does she bring? I don't remember the chumash. Gotta take a look at the chumash. She brings the chatas behema. I don't remember it. I don't remember. Gotta look in the Chumash. Anyway, Rabbi Kivega writes over there, it doesn't, he says, it doesn't make any sense to him. Where's this Gemara? Tamches amir Allah. Tamu Ali, Bebecha Tizgi. If the five Suffolk Yoldos were a Vadai, so she brought one for the Vadai Yoledis, so what do you need? That increases the Abches Amir Allah. Increases the Abches Amir Allah. Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes a Brisa, Chomish Leidus Vadai, Chomish Leidus Safek, so she brings one ala Vadai and one ala Safek. So Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't understand. Why do you have to bring one ala Vadai and one ala Safek? So the Rashash says that it's a misprint. He claims that in the Tosefta, I guess the Tosefta increases. He says in the Tosefta, it says like this. It's still a Chiddush. The Tosefta has like this, increases that Chesem and Alv. It should say like this. She has five Vaday Leidus and five Suffolk Zivas. Five Vaday Zivas and five Suffolk Leidus. So she's going to bring, if she has 10 Vaday Leidus, she'll bring one set of Mechusi Kippur, one set of Karbanas. She'll be muteris to enter the Beis Hamikdash. V'hashara l'archoiva. If she has five Vaday ladies and five Suffolk ladies, she'll bring one, and she'll be no longer mechusi kippurim. She'll have to bring another four. That's all. But if she has five Vaday ladies and five Suffolk zidus, let's say she has five Vaday ladies and five Vaday zidus. So you say, let her bring one set of mechusi kippurim. That'll be enough. So he says, no, she needs a mechusi kippurim for all the ladies. She brings one. She needs one mechusi kippurim for all the zivas. So she has five vaday ladies and five suffix zivas, or five vaday zivas and five suffix ladies. That's what the Braisa says in the Gemara. She needs two. One for the five ladies, v'hashar alei achoyva, and one for the five suffix zivas, v'ein hashar alei achoyva. If you bring a korban mechusi kippurim for the vaday ladah, that's not oila for the ziva. Whether the ziva is a vaday or a suffix.
At that point, I assume it was a vaday or a suffix. Ziva was a vaday or a suffix, makes some difference.
The difference will be.
If it was vaday, she has to bring separate korbanos from the later.
Right. If it's five vaday ladies and five vaday zivas, so she has to bring two sets, one set for later and one set for ziva. V'hashara le'chav, another four and another four. If it's five vaday ladies and five suffix zivas, so she has to bring two to be no longer mechusi kippurim. Then she only has to bring another four for the vada, not for the sefer. That's how the Rashash is magia. So if you mechusi kippurim 10 times for leida, so the Gemara gives a moshel. Let's say a person touches a sheretz 10 times. A person goes to 10 funerals. Then they make paraduma. So he doesn't have to have hazor shlishi shvi 10 times. A person touched the sheretz 10 times, so he's tovel in the mikvah once. He doesn't have to go in and out 10 times. Tovel once. So the Gemara says there increases. I think that's the end of the first parak. That's the Gemara's mashal. If the person is like tefillas on the mikvah, doimit to tefillas on the mikvah, a chesam and base on the top. The person doesn't have to be tovel 10 times. So if the person had 10 vaday leidas, a 10 suffic leidas, he brings one set of kabbans, you know. But if you have 10 ladies and 10 zivas, so the even though it's both mechusi kippurim karbonis, you have to bring one for leida and one for ziva. it's not enough that you brought one for a leda, and it's no more mechusi kibum, that is mitar you from everything. No, you have to bring one for the zida. So the Rashash says it's a misprint in the Gemara, and it's a misprint in the Rambam, and it's a misprint in Rashi, as the Bach was, it's a misprint all over. Everybody's a misprint. That's a problem to say so much misprint. That's Rebbe Kebeger's kasha on Chesam and Aleph increases. Rebbe Kebeger the billion Rashash. I think they quote from the Ragat Shabbat, if I'm not mistaken. He says that that pasuk that you learned that from, that a sofik liyoledes brings a chat to soif abuala, a sofik is a chiddush. Because not Bob and Adam and Adova, so it's a chiddush that you bring in. So he wants to suggest even the gears in the way we have it. Five vaday ladies and five sofik ladies. So the sofik ladies that you have to bring a korban, it's a new thing. It's not that it's a sofik of a lady. It's a new halacha that a sofik ladies have to bring. So even though she brought one korban for the, if she would have had 10 vaday ladies, she would bring one korban. Ashava le'achayven, she's no longer mechusik korban from all 10. But if she has five Sufik ladies and five Vaday ladies, that's a different carbon. So she has to bring one for the whole bunch of Vadais and one for the whole bunch of Sufiks. That's what Kebek says. He doesn't think it makes any sense. Rabbi Shava tries to say, no, it does make sense. But Ashash thinks that it's a misprint question.
It's like all the Lashes. It's not really the Chavis. It's Sufik
Chavis. Well, Anashim Talu is Nechal. But the person brings an Hashem Tal,
it's a... They made this Chattas to bring, so it's similar to an Hashem. In fact, that it comes because of the suffering.
Yeah, but here it's Eina Nechal. An Hashem Tal, we use Korev, and it's Nechal. And here it's Eina Nechal. So here it's a Xeris HaKasa, it's Eina Nechal. So your case, Taka, whatever this is suffering, so you should, well, let's say a woman has, according to the Ram, 7-11, then she becomes a Zala. So we wouldn't rush to tell her to bring a korban zava, and wait another couple of months, and may turn out that she's not a zava at all. From the stomach, you shouldn't rush to bring the korban. You should wait a while. Maybe we'll start here from Daf Chafala. Maybe we'll continue next week. Tomorrow morning, excuse me. Tomorrow morning, I have to leave early, so maybe we'll learn at 10 o'clock. Learn that out. 10 o'clock, yeah. Then I'm going away. I think I'm going away. I have a reservation. I plan to come back Erev Shabbos in the morning. So believe me, that maybe we'll continue. So tomorrow we'll continue over here at Afkhav base. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll figure out what time we'll learn next week, Sunday. Sunday is a normal day. 11 o'clock. 11:30. 11 o'clock, 11:30, Sunday. Okay, tomorrow we'll talk.
So tomorrow 10 o'clock.
Tomorrow 10 o'clock.
Here
this week, yeah.